Full time, Canterbury 22, Newcastle 12, as the ball boy is knocked on his head there after being struck in there. Ebu was Falcon there. Full time, our Sydney audience, you will now leave us for the AFL. And some good celebrations here from the Canterbury side. They are most relieved to get that victory. James Graham was certainly excited about that.
Well, he was my best tonight. He asked me about man of the match, Dan, and he was his numbers were outstanding. 23 runs, 213 metres, 42 tackles for the skipper tonight. It was inspirational again and carries on his good form from last weekend.
All right, so James Graham is Ryan Girdler's Mungle Boots man of the match. And hopefully we'll catch up with him shortly. Just getting some AFL into my headphones here. I hope that's not going through everyone listening on air. But the Dogs, all of a sudden, they're no more convincing than they were a couple of weeks ago, Gerds. But they're three wins and three losses. And I suppose at this time of the year, all that matters, you just get some wins on the board.
Yeah, you just need to get the points and then, you know, all the noise goes a bit quiet. But look, there's a lot of people who pick apart their attack again tonight. They didn't look comfortable. Thought they looked a lot better, as we discussed, when Frawley came on in that second half. They straightened up a little bit. Their kicking game's obviously a lot better when he's on there, and it seems to allow Josh Reynolds just to relax a little bit and know that someone else is steering around the park and we see the best out of him. So yeah, I think better side with him on the field. But again, yeah, in that first half they certainly look lost.
Let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll get some post-game interviews with Steve Mascord for Best Sheds. Canterbury get the job done, 22-12 over the Newcastle Knight, but it had some controversy. We'll wrap it up right after this. Triple M rocking Friday drive time footy for Brighton's Lawyers.
For Brighton's Lawyers, protecting your future. This is Friday Night Footy on the Triple M Network.
All right, back at McDonald Jones Stadium in the Hunter. A big win for the Bulldogs. It won't be their best win of the season, but boy, it was important. They win 22-12 over the Newcastle Knights. Let's be honest, Ryan Girdler and Billy Harrigan, it's a match that will be defined by Sione Mataute. There's no try. For those joining us late, it was a grubber kick put in. He got there first. Live, I thought he dropped it, but then we looked at replays, Billy Harrigan, and then the first few replays, it looked like he got it down. Are you comfortable in the end with the decision to award no try?
I'm not really. I think if you look at that in normal speed, the ball is in his arms, and then he's only millimetres off the ground, and the ball starts to come a little bit loose of his arms. It does come loose, but his body is still on top of it, and the body squashes the ball down into the ground. You can score with the body, the upper torso. It doesn't have to be in your arms. When you looked at that normal speed, that's just a grounding every day of the week.
Yep.
But when you slow it down into where you can actually see, a droplet on a blade of grass, you're zooming in that close. And
they're
it's
looking,
only millimetres.
For
if
reasons,
you look at perspective,
Billy,
yes.
To take that off him. And, I mean, if they're going to have the referee make a decision on the field that's going to carry some weight, he was down there. He saw it live. He saw that the ball was, you know, controlled and put on the ground. So if he's down there and gives it a try, why look for a reason to take it off him?
You can sell nearly anything. But the earlier try, where there was fingers just went over it, I can't remember who it was. Remember I said, this is not a try, but if you really want to slow it down and go frame by frame, I will get you a finger on that ball with the ball on the ground, and you can say, that's enough for downward pressure.
Yep.
Yet when we looked at it in just a normal rolling through, you just went, that's not a try. Well, that one there, that is a try. And so I'm telling you, if I'm in the box and I show that again, I would be running through that in a normal speed and I go, I have a try.
So the problem is not that the video referee came up with a decision, because once it gets to him and we have super slow-mo, he's got to call no try. I know what you're saying, body on top of the ball, but he lost the ball. But
He didn't lose the ball.
The ball was still in his body.
The ball was, you know,
it was running down his arm, wasn't it?
Well, it slipped out of his arms, but it's still on his body, and then he slams it down into the ground. You heard the video referee say he didn't regain it. Well, you don't have to win the scoring of a try. It's downward pressure by the heart and the hand, arm, or the torso, and he did that.
If the on-field ref says try, we're not having this conversation, because we would have gone, all right, he called it like he saw it, and yes, it's a try. To the sane human being, that is a try.
Yep.
But I reckon once we get to that video, I know what you two are saying.
Yep.
but he did lose it.
Yeah, they got a job to do, the guys up there, and I guess they did it. But it was just unfortunate because the Newcastle Knights, I mean, they deserved to get themselves back into the game. They were brave tonight, and they did that. And with 10 minutes to go, we had a real game on our hands, and the Bulldogs, well, they finished it off with a try in the 80th minute. But, yeah, that was the turning point in the game.
Aren't they everything we expect the Knights? They just do not go away. They've done it all but once. We saw them get thrashed by Penrith.
Mm.
That's the only time they've done that all year.
The development and the growth in some of the players from last year to this year, Dan, I've got to say, and we spoke about the guy with the try, Matautia. I mean, he's come on in leaps and bounds. It was an experiment to put him into the back row. I think he represented Australia a few years ago on the wing.
7 games into his first grade career.
And you know, Nathan Brown's gone and taken him out of the centres, replaced him with his brother, put him in the back row, and, gee, he's playing really well. Mitch Barnett again tonight was in everything. You know, his development, Danny Levi. I mean, these young guys, Gagai had a good game tonight. I don't know whether I'd still have Elliott at fullback or whether I'd have Gagai. He needs to have his hands on the ball. He's their dangerous ball runner, him and Nathan Ross. But, yeah, just the development of the team. And I think Brock Lamb, you know, he's coming along and getting better every week, and his game management along with Hodkinson forming a good partnership. So, yeah, they're just a real battling club, workmanlike, and they did that again tonight. They need, I said at the start of the call, Dan, you need to beat Newcastle. And the facts, the good sides,
yeah,
most of the good sides
anymore,
are going to beat them, to be honest. Like, if Penrith went out there the other day and it was like, oh, well, Penrith should roll through the middle of their forwards and they should have too much class out wide and they should beat them comfortably because, you know, you look at the two rosters and they don't hold up. The Bulldogs again tonight, they should have gone out there tonight and they should have beaten Newcastle, but they couldn't because they didn't play good enough footy, and Newcastle put themselves in the contest. Same as the Sharks last week. Sharks weren't great. Paul Gallen, I think, in the post-game interview said that they were shit, you know. And so that's credit to Newcastle. They're putting themselves in every game. The good sides will come out and probably be too much for them. But unless you're on your game, Newcastle are going to make a real fist of it, and they did it again tonight.
So 22-12, the final score. The late game has just started. It is nil-all between Penrith and South. What a crowd at Pepper Stadium. Great atmosphere there on a beautiful Sydney night. No score there in the early stages. Steve Mascott is with our Mongrel Boots man of the match, James Graham.
James, we saw you on the sideline right at the end there. You're pretty excited. What did you like most about that win tonight?
Oh, just pleased to get the 2 points. To be honest, I think that some of the desperation in defence late on in that second half, there was a couple of try savers either side there. You know, that's massive. You know, the credit to whoever was involved in those you know, those try saves.
Had you on the back foot early, didn't they? The Knights are quite impressive in the first half.
Yeah, they really came with a lot of energy, a lot of enthusiasm, and credit to them. They're a good side. You know, we probably should have done better, but, you know, we got the 2 points in the end, down to, you know, 14, 15 players, and credit to our boys for grinding out that win.
Tell us, what impact does it have when there is a decision like Dez being extended? What impact does the impact carry across the sideline when your coach's future is settled and that sort of put to bed?
Oh, I don't think any of that was going through our heads. You know, I think Dez has installed competitiveness into us and you know, a little bit of structure around that, and just wanting to win. There's some big plays from some boys there, and that just comes from a win, whether the gaff has signed or not. You know that wasn't going through our heads. That's not why we wanted to make those plays.
Last question, just a word for the listeners on young Frawley. What do you make of him?
Yeah, he's a talent, isn't he? Probably known for some time he was going to step up, but just never got the chance. You know, these past 2 weeks he's really impressed, and he's given the gaffer some headaches.
Thanks for joining us, James.
No problem. Thanks.
We don't hear the word gaffer enough in our game.
No. What was the other word?
Zephyr.
Zephyr and gaffer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Two great words introduced by Steve Mascott.
That's going to be the other thing coming out of this is what does Dez do next week? They got obviously a big game. I think they play South Sydney next
Friday.
Week, do they? Good Friday,
Show
which is a traditional. You don't know whether Clemmer's going to be available. That's the other news to come out of that. But what does the gaffer do about the team next week? Does he? You'd have to start Crawley. You'd have to put him at 7.
Well, you're going to talk about this on your Saturday afternoon show tomorrow, which will be from Lotto Land from midday.
Yep.
And
lots to discuss.
He's got to be number 7, doesn't he?
A few big guests too tomorrow, Dan.
I'm told Justin Pascoe, West Tigers
CEO. Yep.
And the hard questions will be put to him.
Yep.
So
Tony Carroll also going to be on the show tomorrow, yeah.
Lovely. Okay. Can you play him that audio of Gordy potting him the other day. South are in. Wow. South have scored. They got a penalty goal, and they've just scored here next to the post. So they lead 6-0 over the depleted Penrith side. Is that Sam Burgess? God, I hope so. He's in my super coach team.
That's him.
Oh, yes. He gets the try. Hopefully he got a line break, and he gets all the points as we watch a Kotire replay. And Angus Crichton giving him the pass, and that's next to the post. So they're going to be 8 points clear. Let's take a break. We'll come back and wrap this up once and for all. It was the Dogs 22-12 over Newcastle. This was the Play of the Day.
The Triple M NRL Play of the Day.
Played the Bureau centre field. Leaves to his left. Gives it to Hodkinson. Chip kicks on the left wing. The Ross Dog! He did it! If he grounds it, it's a try for the ages!
For Bryden's Lawyers, protecting your future. This is Friday Night Footy on the Triple M Network.
Dogs get away with the win, 22 points to 12. And right now, it is South Sydney 8, Penrith 0.
They're in trouble, the Panthers.
What have you noticed, Gertz, as we watched the Channel 9 pictures?
They're sloppy. They're sloppy.
I love you. When the Blues play and when Penrith play, you do actually suffer for those teams. Mm. I love it. I love it. Billy Harrigan here as well.
A lot of suffering in the last 10 years.
Just from the pictures we've seen, it seems like South are making metres.
Good crowd, Dan.
It's a great crowd.
Good crowd, yeah.
Oh, like, Penrith have knocked on.
Yeah, and that was going to be the issue for Penrith tonight. Obviously, no Moylan at the back and young Edwards coming in for his first start at fullback and also Oldfield on the wing. So, their depth.
Do we want to hear the mad sign as Des Hasler at his press conference?
Sure.
Well, let's have a listen. If this gets boring, we'll come back. This is Triple M Footy.
A win's, early stages is very crucial. We knew it was always going to be a difficult task here. And I've got to give this Newcastle side, you've got them a lot of credit. They're gutsy and they hang in there and they make you fight every step of the way. So, and coming off last week, which is a big game, again against the Broncos, knew it was always going to be a tough year. So to come away and to walk out of here with the win is very good and crucial for us. We probably could have managed it a little bit better. I thought there in particularly in the second half anyway, we just put too much pressure on ourselves with some unwanted errors and errors that we didn't have, plays that we didn't have to play, and we kept inviting them back in. We should probably still maybe play an extra time, but they're the fortunes of a rugby league, and we walk away with the win tonight. But the supporters here and the Novocastrian supporters should be very proud of their side tonight, but at the same time, sort of very proud of our boys and the way they played tonight to get the win. Yes, but you're playing for that, and you have to adapt for that, and the side's good enough to cope with that. And we're pretty lucky that we've got a lot of versatility. It's great when you can put a player like Brett Morris back to fullback, and then Moses has played plenty of centre over the years. So it's always good to have those things covered.
Coaches always talk about pressure for sports.
He
looks like he's going to be pushing
through
a first grade spot.
We played first grade today, so he's pushed hard enough, hasn't he?
Putting pressure though, there's for the half-grade spot regularly.
He's putting his best foot forward. He got his chance again today. Only we lost a couple of players, so it's a good headache to have, isn't it?
How's David Clemmer?
He's jammed his ankle, so he'll have scans tomorrow.
And James, you talk about turning points in games. That play in the 40th minute, I think Brock Lamb dummy could have been a try. You guys marched downfield to score. How big was that going into half time?
It was pretty important. I just forgot about that. going in with some points on the board is probably definitely a good thing, you know. But probably in the first half, I was more pleased with, you know, some of the energy, getting back and stopping some opportunities that Newcastle were presented with. So I thought that was big. But we, I think Desi summed the game up in his opening comments.
All right, we might leave that there. I think we've got the best of that press conference. And when we do those sorts of things, it's thanks to Best Sheds. They're up to 40% cheaper. Head to bestsheds.com.au or call 1800 15 17 20. Look, Des was nice and gracious. I think he essentially said that should have been a try to a Tautia because he basically said it should have gone to Golden Point. Not good for Dave Clemmer. Just going by that, needs scans tomorrow. So not encouraging news.
Syndesmosis, Dan? High ankle sprain?
Is it the sound of the word that... Attracts you. There's something about that condition.
It's just something about the injury that no one had ever heard of like 5 years ago. Then all of a sudden everyone started getting syndesmosis. That's a little bit of both. But the bunker's ruining the game at Penrith as well, Dan. I mean, the Panthers have scored a try and they've sent it upstairs. And this is about the fifth look now, maybe the sixth look. And Zalesniak's passed to his brother Zalesniak. And he's scored. But they go back to a bomb that they're looking for someone to touch it. And as Billy said, if you slow it down long enough,
you'll find something,
but and it just takes all the momentum out of the game. 2 minutes now this has been going on for. 2 minutes.
Try. It's a try.
And, you know, finally they award the try and no one cares anymore.
8-4 in that
chips
game.
Are gone cold.
South lead Penrith. Penrith with a kick to come there.
Get rid of the bunker.
Which...
He's getting tired, Dan.
Oh, we're all getting tired. We're all done. We'll see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow, Dan.
Lotto Land. You're there too, aren't you, Billy?
I am.
The Manly versus...
Cronulla the Manly.
Hey, Billy.
Hey, Billy.
You can't complain, Bill.
I know that.
William, you had a game at Cronulla last Saturday, and you went off and did your Oztag.
Went up the Coffs Harbour,
So you know what? You know why you can't complain? Two of his favourites playing tomorrow, Manly and the Sharks. Bring your binoculars, Bill.
So, Maroon with the call, Peter Sterling. Are you taking Wendell's spot?
No, Sowie is.
So you just do the show and then you go home?
No, I'll watch the game, Dan. Oh, it's 3 o'clock one. I'll sit in the stand there. I'll go out up on the hill with a field of boys.
Have a beer
and have a pie and watch the game. That should be a great
Saturday,
game tomorrow.
If it's a nice day, Saturday, 3 p.m. footy.
I'll be over to Brookie Hotel. Then I'll be off into Manly at sort of 8 o'clock and they'll probably somewhere kick me out about 11.
Thank you, Gerds.
Thank you, Dan.
Thank you, Billy. Thank you to Steve Mascott as well. Excellent job. And all the team behind the scenes as well. I'll tell you what, we're getting some entertaining Friday 6 p.m. games, and that was another one. Next week, it's a weird schedule because of Easter, but we'll be on air with Canterbury and South at 4 p.m. We'll let you know about Newcastle Roosters, a 6 p.m. game, and our Queensland stations, you will get Brisbane versus the Gold Coast. So a lot of footy to look forward to. This has been Triple M NRL for Brighton's Lawyers and for Seabus Super, the full-time highlights.
Thanks to Seabus, whether you're on the tools or in the office, Seabus is built to last. Triple M NRL highlights.
Played the Bureau centre field, leaves to his left, gives it to Hodkinson, chip kicks to the left wing. The Ross dog! He did it! If he grounds it, it's a try for the ages! Here's Leisha, throws to the left to Frawley, dishes off, into the hands of Mbai, changes the direction, throws it to the right to Tolman, Tolman to Jackson, cuts back in, then he's tackled, shovels it out to Morris, 2-on-1, pass out to Breko Lee, and Canberra score! Thomas Frawley gets it, breaks through, he weaves in and away from Elliott, oh he's going to score! And Canterbury have scored 2 tries effectively in a minute! Thrown across to Tolman, keeps it going to Elliott, long pass to Reynolds, he goes a long pass to Jackson, now to Lee, 2-on-1, short pass, Montoya, spectacular put down, and the Dogs have another! Play to Leisha, he throws left to Thulalo, on to Frawley, Frawley, a beautiful floating pass out of the wing to Josh Morris, there's no one out there for the Knights, and Josh Morris gets a rare try! Oh, Levi's thrown away with pass, it's taken by Lando, and he puts the foot down, he's into the backfield, he's 30 away, gives it now to Gagai, pushes away from Brett Morris, oh my God, Gagai's over! Reynolds gets it on to Lee, quick hands out to Montoya, and he's over! Full-time, Canterbury 22, Newcastle 12.